Wow, Stephen Wayne is digging into the Wayne Manor archives. Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends.
Oh, Stephen.
Ozzy, what's up? Nice, how are you?
I was a little tired after going yesterday. I got jet lag, but I'll be all right.
Nice. Hey, first and foremost, congratulations on 10 years of Ozfest. Unbelievable. Congratulations.
Can you believe that?
I can believe it because I have a lot of faith. So, but I mean, congratulations.
Yeah, but 10 years has gone by like a flash, you know.
Before you know it, we're going to be talking, Ozzy, and it's going to be 20 years.
Yeah. I don't think we have 30 or 40.
When you started this 10 years ago, could you have ever imagined that Ozfest 2005 would be the 10th?
The first show that my wife decided to put on, I remember saying to her, don't put too many out because we don't end up with egg on our faces just in case people are not interested. I think we've got 7 shows out. They sold, and from then on, it took on its own theme. The thing that I'm kind of happy about is it's given a chance for new bands to get heard. You know, there's not much of that going on anymore as when I was a young man. You know.
And that was one of my next questions, was Ozfest being a springboard for newer bands. You must have a lot of faith.
A lot of hit bands have come from Ozfest.
Over the 10 years, you've created a lot of newer bands. How does that make you feel? I mean, to know that not only did you start...
Well, it makes me feel happy because, in all intents and purposes, for years, people have not understood the music, understood what it's about. You know, it's just sell the whole thing with a bunch of... crazy people, you know, Michael Bolton revisited or something, you know. But it's work. It's giving people, it's proof there is a market out there because of the fact that every year, we ain't played to empty hall arenas or whatever the scares or whatever. They've always been great reception. Whether I've done it with Sabbath and my own band, or Sabbath and my own band, or whatever, it's gone great. You know, I've got no complaints. In fact, I'm bewildered it's lasted as long as it has.
With Sabbath being with you on the bill, I mean, what Sabbath song gives you like the most f***ing energy when you get out there? What Sabbath song is going to make you go the absolute craziest?
When I play like them old Sabbath songs, I mean you got to understand most of the songs you hear off the Sabbath set are off maybe the first four albums and maybe a little bit of a riff off the fifth album. When you're in the middle of the eye of the storm and you're writing this stuff, and I can't take the credit for Sabbath, and Sabbath can't take the credit from me. The four of us, when we were younger, we hit on a great formula. And like 40 years up the road, 30 years up the road, kids are coming to us and go, man, you guys are gods, we are not worthy of. We never thought at the time, oh yeah, in the year 2005, they're going to listen to this track, War Pigs, and go, man, it's such a great track. It's so relevant to today. We were just four simple kids, you know, having fun with guitars and making horror musicals, you know. But, yeah, thank God, you know, people like it, you know. It's the kind of stuff as an artist. It's like putting back on an old overcoat, dusting the sleeves, and going out on the town and still looking dappy, you know.
But of all the songs on the set list, which one is your favorite?
That's a near on impossible question for me to answer, because if there's a song on that list that I don't like playing, we're not just starting up now. We've already done a European tour of 15 days. That went great. I mean, I mean, best European tour I've ever done. Getting back to your question, if there was a song that I didn't like, it wouldn't last very long. I'd either switch to something that I do like or dump it, you know?
Is it
Therefore, You know, I like all of them. But my anthem, if you were to say, which is my anthem, which would I consider the Aussie's anthem? I would have to say Paranoid, the song.
And the crowd, of course, is your major crux of energy. I mean, when the crowd goes crazy, you come out and you go crazy. So it really, all the Sabbath songs just make the crowd go crazy, and that's what it's all about for you.
It's just, I mean, when they start going nuts, it spurs me on to go. It gives me energy, and I'm liable to do anything. You know, I was under the impression that I couldn't do it straight, but that's a fallacy. I mean, I don't drink or use or smoke or anything anymore, purely because of the fact I'm not as young as I used to be, and it was affecting my performance on stage. The cigarettes were. So I haven't smoked a cigarette for 5 years. I haven't drank for over nearly a year and a half now. I haven't done any dope for nearly a year and a half. I think a lot longer than that, actually.
So what makes Ozfest 10th anniversary 2005, as we get ready to kick it off here, what makes it special to you, and what should people expect from Ozfest 2005?
Well, I'm Ozzy. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. It's a great show and everyone has a good time. And more so, I have to say this at the end of my show every night, when I'm doing the American tour. If you're going to get loaded at a gig, have somebody who drives you sober. Because I'm fed up of picking up the phone and going, I'm so sorry, Jimmy never made it back with his own umbrella. Well, I have to make the phone call 2 days later when the parents have got the news that the kids wrapped their car around the fucking tree or went up a cliff or something. Just, friends don't let friends drive drunk, as they say. Or like, I, at the end of the show, I don't know, you're still any of my stuff. And the other, I always say the last thing. If you've been drinking or using, and you're going to drive home, just stay with. If you can't get nowhere to drive, you sleep in your car or something. It saddens me. I mean, that's not what I'm about. I never have been.
Well, Ozzy, it's been an honor and a pleasure talking to you. So, any last messages you want to give to the folks coming into the Dodge and check out
Ozzy? If you are coming to the Ozzy Festival, look out, because we're going to give you some fun.
We're going to have some fun, Ozzy, and we look forward to seeing you. And we hope Sharon is there, and send her our love. And we love you, and thank you very much for taking the time out and shooting the with us.
You're more than welcome anytime. Take care. God bless. Bye.
Everything Inside Wayne Manor with Stephen Wayne and friends can be found at www.insidewaynemanor.com. Episodes, playlists, contact, social media, and more, all inside waynemanor.com.